This belief is handed down in Beersheba, that suspended in the heavens there exists another Beersheba, where the city's most elevated virtues and sentiments are poised, and that if the terrestrial Beersheba will take the celestial one as its model, the two cities will become one. The image propagated by tradition is that of a city of pure gold, with silver locks and diamond gates, a jewel city all inset and inlaid as a maximum of laborious study might produce when applied to materials of the maximum worth. True to this belief, Beersheba's inhabitants honor everything that suggests for them the celestial city. They accumulate noble metals and rare stones, they renounce all ephemeral excesses, they develop forms of composite composure. They also believe, these inhabitants, that another Beersheba exists underground, the receptacle of everything base and unworthy that happens to them, and it is their constant care to erase from the visible Beersheba every tie or resemblance to the lower twin. In the place of roofs, they imagine that the underground city has overturned rubbish bins with cheese rinds, greasy paper, fish scales, dishwater, uneaten spaghetti, old bandages spilling from them, or even that its substance is dark and malleable and thick like the pitch that pours down from the sewers, prolonging the route of the human bowels from black hole to black hole until it splatters against the lowest subterranean floor and from the lazy and circled bubbles below, layer upon layer, a fecal city rises with twisted spires. In Beersheba's beliefs, there is an element of truth and one of error. It is true that the city is accompanied by two projections of itself, one celestial and one infernal, but the citizens are mistaken about their consistency. The inferno that broods in the deepest subsoil of Beersheba is a city designed by the most authoritative architects, built with the most expensive materials on the market, with every device and mechanism and gear system functioning, decked with tassels and fringes and frills hanging from all the pipes and levers. Intent on piling up its carrots of perfection, Beersheba takes for virtue what is now a grim mania to fill the empty vessel of itself. The city does not know that its only moments of generous abandon are those when it becomes detached from itself, when it lets go, expands. Still, at the zenith of Beersheba, there gravitates a celestial body that shines with all the city's riches, enclosed in the treasury of cast-off things, a planet aflutter with potato peels, broken umbrellas, old socks, candy wrappings, paved with tram tickets, fingernail cuttings, and paired calluses, eggshells. This is the celestial city. And in its heavens, long-tailed comets fly past, released to rotate in space from the only free and happy action of the citizens of Beersheba, a city which, only when it shits, is not miserly, calculating, and greedy.